Tampa police have prided themselves with what they called lenient accommodation of the city code, but with 12 arrests of Occupy Tampa members on charges ranging from misdemeanor to felony. City Council member Mary Mulhern asked Assistant Chief John Bennett if he has any legal solutions.
Is there a possibility that there's somewhere where we would be able to allow those individuals that want to occupy, who want to stay overnight, to stay?
Bennett said he appreciated the challenges brought by government and the protesters, but that his only job is to uphold the law.
When the park is closed, citywide, the park is closed. And then if things are blocking the sidewalk beyond that any time of day, other than what we agreed to, which was a table to make sure that they could have their pamphlets and share information about their movement, which everybody respects that, and that's typically within the framework. And I can tell you, for the most part, it's been cooperative when the police have gone down there and had those discussions about staying within those boundaries. And I think it's a testimony to what you said, Councilwoman, when you said you heard they come in and they're a little more focused and have a little more direction about their message. I think that's just the growing pains that started off, and I think we're moving down the right road.
He claimed that protesters have been breaking the park rules, even though more than half of the protesters who were arrested were detained while they were on the public sidewalk outside the park.
Some of the arrests are parks calling us about a trespassing incident. It's just within the park structure, there's been 12 arrests.
Council chambers were packed with Occupy Tampa members, and 10 people spoke in support of the group. Two people opposed the protesters. Yoga instructor Francine Masano gives free yoga in the park and said their movement is bad for business.
If people do not want to come downtown, I am one of a very few businesses other than bars and restaurants. If people don't come to my business, I will lose my home. I will lose my business.
She claimed that homeless people and protesters crashed her public yoga sessions in the park, giving her business a bad name. She also denounced Occupy Tampa's new work group for women, which met today.
If they represented me, I'd be standing here in support. They don't represent me. And I really urge you to look on their forum. There was an image there. They're starting Occupy Tampa women group. And the original image they had up was a silhouette of a woman and with an automatic weapon on her back.
Occupy Tampa holds daily meditations in the park, and protester Samantha Bowden had hoped the two groups would be potential allies. Bowden said the protesters are actually helping several of the other businesses downtown. She disputed Masano's claim about the women's group.
She did mention a picture online under our women's caucus forum that had a weapon on the shoulder of a pregnant African woman who was defending her baby, and it was about standing up for women if you're going to stand up against power. So to pervert that into somehow we're a violent movement to me was absurd.
During public comment, Bowden challenged Tampa Mayor Bob Buckhorn's claims that the police have been accommodating.
Yesterday, Mayor Buckhorn told WMNF's Kelly Benjamin that the city was bending over backward to accommodate us. The protesters have occupied Tampa. I must beg the question, how is mandating our getting rained on, the removal of water bottles, and the arrest of two peaceful protesters for simply sitting in the grass of Curtis Hickson Park, speaking their minds with signs, bending over backwards to accommodate us?
The protesters have been pushing the limits of the city code, but they have also been demanding their First Amendment right to assemble, which protester Joe Jay said is a priority.
The idea of our movement is to establish a safe public space for disaffected citizens to come together and find the solutions that we are labeled as not having. We are united not in the same ideas of solution, we are united in the recognition of a problem. To do this, we need a safe public space. We need a place to congregate and exercise our right to assemble that currently we do not have. Please give us a park.
Thank you very much.
Although police confiscated a table last week, there was an agreement with protesters that they could use one table for political literature. John Bennett said that when they constructed a 24-foot table, the protesters stretched their informal agreement.
And then, of course, you come back and it's reconfigured after every discussion. That's, I think, where the challenges came in, and that's where we look forward to having more dialogue, is to reduce those challenges, because communication, we believe, does fix a lot.
When Councilmember Mary Mulhern asked Bennett to explain why food, water, and other belongings are being confiscated, he would only say that police have upheld City Code 22-8 and that there has been largely positive dialogue with protesters. Martin Warburton has acted as night security for Occupy Tampa and disagreed with Bennett's claims.
The Tampa Police Department is glossing over what they've done out there. They have been out there harassing these people. I have stood there all night long watching their officers at the back of the park, watching us the entire night. They come cruising through the park at all hours of the night. They approach us when we're asleep. They shine lights in people's eyes. They go up and down and just really, they've been harassing. What they have been doing is harassment. It's nothing less than harassment. And for them to try to say that they've got an open dialogue, that they're working with us, is not really being genuine.
He would not say whether the Tampa Police Department has reviewed video footage that the protesters hope could be used to dispute the charges of felony battery on a law enforcement officer.
We're not going to investigate things by watching a video that we don't know how it was constructed, how it was edited, and all of this. So you bring those things to where we can look at it, swear people in, and we'll investigate any claim.
Mediator Don Rode is working with Occupy Tampa to propose changes to city codes dealing with public assemblies. City Council member Lisa Monteleone said that with the Republican National Convention coming next year, that the city of Tampa is already reviewing potential changes in code that will more clearly define legal boundaries for assemblies, sidewalks, and park rules. For WMNF News, I'm Josh Holton in Tampa.